I hope that you were helped by that last question and answer, and this next question I want to take up now really goes along with it very well. As a Christian, am I supposed to be tolerant of other people's religions? We do live in a society that tells us to tolerate many things, especially all the different religions in the world. It's as if there is no absolute truth about the person of God. As long as you believe and are happy in your beliefs, it really doesn't matter what or who you believe in. This is a deception that has led many people to tolerate other religions, and it's the deception that will lead many people to an eternity in hell. Let me ask this question. Do you think the Lord is tolerant of all religions? The first of the Ten Commandments shows us that the Lord is not tolerant of all other religions. Exodus 20, verse 3 says, "Thou shalt have no other gods before me." We read in Exodus 34:14, "For thou shalt worship no other god, for the Lord, whose name is Jealous, is a jealous God." The Lord himself says in Isaiah 42:8, "I am the Lord, that is my name, and my glory will I not give to another, neither my praise to graven images." There is only one God, as we read in Isaiah 43:11, "I, even I, am the Lord, and beside me there is no Savior." Hosea 13:4 says, "Yet I am the Lord thy God from the land of Egypt, and thou shalt know no other God but me, for there is no Savior beside me." Now let's look at the words of the Lord Jesus in John 14:6. Jesus said unto him, "I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh unto the Father but by me." That sounds pretty emphatic, doesn't it? Many people today don't like to hear that there is only one way to heaven. But according to the Lord Jesus himself, there is indeed only one way. Jesus is the one way. Jesus is the one truth. And Jesus is the one life. There is no other way. How are we supposed to act toward those of other religions or no religion at all? Well, we should strive to show them the truth of salvation so that they may come to know the Lord Jesus Christ as their Savior. It does no good to argue with others. Our responsibility is to present the Word of God so that the Spirit of God may use it to bring precious souls to God through faith in the Lord Jesus Christ. We read in Romans 10:13-15, "For whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. How then shall they call on him in whom they have not believed? And how shall they believe in him of whom they have not heard? And how shall they hear without a preacher? And how shall they preach except they be sent? As it is written, how beautiful are the feet of them that preach the gospel of peace and bring glad tidings of good things." We are doing great harm to others if we do not tell them of the one way of salvation. I said that the world tolerates all religions. I really don't think that's entirely true. The world seems to have very little tolerance of the truth of salvation through faith in the Lord Jesus Christ. The Lord Jesus said in John 3:19-20, "And this is the condemnation, that light is come into the world, and men love darkness rather than light, because their deeds were evil. For everyone that doeth evil hateth the light, neither cometh to the light, lest his deeds should be reproved." Our society tolerates Muslims, Buddhists, Jehovah's Witnesses, and all sorts of other religions, but has no tolerance for the truth. The Lord said in Matthew 7:13-15, "Enter ye in at the strait gate, for wide is the gate, and broad is the way that leadeth to destruction, and many there be which go in thereat. Because strait is the gate, and narrow is the way which leadeth unto life, and few be there that find it. Beware of false prophets, which come to you in sheep's clothing, but inwardly they are ravening wolves." There are not many ways of salvation. There is only one. There are many false prophets today telling others that any religion is good as long as it is helpful to you. What a dangerous lie. We cannot tolerate that. We must tell others of the one way of salvation. Isaiah 62:6 instructs us, "Ye that make mention of the Lord, keep not silence." May we not be silent, but be very careful to tell all about the Lord Jesus Christ, the only way of salvation.